Dean Stock, good header by Stock there, played it into the feet of Linfield. Linfield gets the ball back and then falls over on the ball, and it allows Revan to come away with it there. There's a few comedy jeers, and it's funny because then Revan did exactly the same thing, and he actually studded the ball out when he tried to pass it. 23 minutes gone in this game, it's 0-0, and already it feels like I've been here an eternity. Ball doesn't foul Carner there for Daniels. Daniels, our second attempt trying to win the ball, does really well there. Daniels plays the ball out wide right to Payne. Payne, take it down the wing, my son. Take it out wide and then cut inside. He cuts inside first of all, plays it towards Daniels, but it was a ball easily dealt with. But then they made a mess of it. First time shot comes in, then the keeper's made a mess of it. Oh, horrendous defending by the goalkeeper, Andrew Stevens there. Well, Shelton Payne got the ball on this wide right hand side. For me, his first instinct should have been down the byline, putting the ball in. He came inside, he played the ball in, they lost the ball, they cleared it. Only as far as Payne, who left footed, he hit it with a bit of pace and power, but the goalkeeper has completely made a hash of that. And Andrew Stevens, well, more like shaking Stevens in fairness, and he is wearing green, so perhaps he's behind that door. So equally, FC United take the lead with two of the greatest lines I've ever produced in 23 minutes of football.
That was a shocking mistake.
It was. I don't think those should have been linked together in that commentary like that.
Clements outside the area. He's got good feet there. Ball to the penalty. Decent ball comes across. Well headed away there by Brown, and he needed to, because on his shoulder there was Jordan Smith. He took no chances. Headed the ball back across himself. Out for a corner on the far side of the ground. And the first corner for Stamford. And Nathan Fox will go across to take that. Well, there's a hush in the air.
The quick feet of Dan Clements is one of their main threats at the moment, isn't it, the winger?
Yeah, he's done well on the left-hand side. He put a decent ball in, and he's not too bad. Challenger started off quite well, I thought, John Challenger, but he's been nullified a little bit since. As this corner comes in, though, towards the back post, it's a decent corner. Well, to be honest, S United's goalkeeper there, I think he was sitting on it, in all fairness. The big number six, so Tom Batchelor, as I say, 6'5". He just stood his ground and just headed in for about 3 yards, one apiece.
I think a set piece was probably the only way they were going to get through us.
Well, unfortunately for FC United and Manchester, Dave Carnell, I think, felt he was being impeded there completely. He never even got off the ground. He was being held down and held down. And you're never going to win a ball in the air against a man of 6'5". And, it's one apiece.